You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Jackson is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a girl named Erica. Jackson, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, man.
You sound pretty good for being ghosted.
I don't know if it's really ghosted, but maybe holding off is what I think, honestly.
You don't know if you're getting ghosted or you don't think you're getting ghosted?
No, I don't think so. In short, we'll get into it, but I think we just have a pretty strong connection, and that scared her a little bit, which I totally get. I mean, I kind of get that pretty often, so...
You think that you scared her?
Maybe scared her is not the right word, but she just said she wasn't currently looking for a relationship right now, and I said that's fine, like I'm kind of figuring my own stuff out too, but we had a really strong connection, and I think because of that, she's like, ooh, I probably can't hang out with that guy, or I'll, mess around and fall in love, so...
So what happened on the date and leading up to the date that makes you feel like she was basically having a love at first sight moment and is fighting it?
When we first met, we met at this bar. Okay. There was like a tapas place. They have cocktails, all that good stuff. First, she came up to me, really, which I thought was pretty cool. And we found out that we both loved old fashions. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, well, what book are you reading, And so we hit it off a little bit about that. She asked me about the book. She thought it was intriguing. So we hit it off, and I was like, well, let me get your number. We ended up, so basically we went back to the same place. We texted for a little bit. I was like, hey, after a couple weeks of some here and there texting, but whatever, I was like, hey, I got some free time. Do you want to go back out there and, get a couple of fashions and like a couple small plates? We got a pretty nice fancy charcuterie board that they were doing. I thought we had some great conversation. Honestly, the girl lit up the room. She was great. We had the same sense of humor. She asked me about my life a little bit. I asked about hers. It was during the week, so we didn't stay super late or whatever. But like I said, I thought it went great, and then I just haven't heard from her since. So, to be honest, I think I do know why she's ghosting. Like, and if I could just get on the phone with her and have, say a couple words, I think she'll be comfortable with the connection and be okay with like potentially falling for me down the road or even soon.
You think you know why she's ghosting you?
Yeah, and like I said, I mentioned this at the beginning of the conversation. I really just think she's scared of the connection that we have, because I don't think she's had that with anybody else recently, at least from what she said. Her dating experiences were so, I feel like ultimately she's just hesitant to continue to hang out with me for fear of like getting in a relationship sooner than she wants to.
Interesting. Okay.
Falling in love too quick.
Well, I mean, this could be a really good thing, you know? Get these lovers on the right path.
You know, the thing is like, I get this often. Most girls don't want to just, like, mess around with me. They're, like, immediately they want to be with me. And, I have a lot of qualities that people really like.
Okay.
So.
You got confidence, too. That's good.
A lot going for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you, Jackson. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and try to find out why she's ghosting you, okay?
That sounds amazing. I love that.
We'll get your first date follow-up next. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jackson is on the phone, and Jackson's a bit of a catch. And he's not getting a call back from a date he went on with a woman named Erica. Jackson, real quick for anybody who's just joining us, why don't you give us a recap of your situation?
Yeah, I met this girl at this cool place that, we both go to. We hit it off on a book I'm reading that we like, Old Fashions with Basil Hayden. I decided, after a little while to meet back up there with her. We did. We had a fancy charcuterie. It was fire. We had two Old Fashions. Had great conversation. And, I thought I was going to, lead to another one. And I just haven't heard from her. And I think... I don't know if I'm being ghosted. I think that she's just scared to fall in love with me because she said she didn't want to get into a relationship just yet with anyone. And I really just need to probably get her on the phone because I know I can make this happen.
All right, Jackson. We're going to call her right now. Are you ready? We'll see if we can figure out why she's ghosting.
I'd love that. Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's do it. All right.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Erica, please?
This is she.
Erica, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
He's not by himself, Erica. I'm Nina. I'm here, too.
Mm-hmm. Hi, and I'm Victoria.
I'm sorry. What is this about?
We do a segment on our show, and it's called The First Date Follow-Up, where if you go out on a date with somebody and you end up getting ghosted, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from one of our listeners. They say that you went out on a date, and now you're not calling them back.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
I think so, yeah. His name's Jackson. Oh, dear.
Is that the only person you're ghosting?
I wouldn't really consider it ghosting. I think it's just something fizzling out. I mean, it never was anything.
So why do you think that the fizzle has started?
Okay, so it is him?
Yes, it is Jackson.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say that we had a nice little connection at first, with our cocktails and stuff. It was fun. But, oh my gosh, just the more I talked to him, the more just crazy things he started saying that were just absolutely ridiculous.
Like what?
Flat out lying. He was just so, grandiose. I mean, he said that his... something like great-great-grandfather was the king of Egypt. I mean, it was absurd.
Do you know that he was lying about that? We talked to Jackson. He seemed like a cool guy when he was telling us about your date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I guess that's his initial charm. But yeah, he told me that his great-grandfather's name was Omari and he was the king of Egypt. And, I thought it was kind of crazy, but I did my research when I got back home. No, there's no King Omari in Egypt. There's just not. It's just way too strange.
What did you say to that? What happened?
I believe him.
That's a really big lie.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing to lie about.
I mean, he certainly acted like he was entitled to it.
What does that mean?
He was very, shall we say, confident.
Confidence can be sexy.
Too much. Honestly, I really think he was just overcompensating, didn't feel, for some reason, comfortable enough to be himself. So he said all these crazy things like, oh, my great-grandfather's the king of Egypt. And, well, my uncle, he is the owner of the Jelly Belly Company. To be honest, just after that, I really had no desire to talk to him anymore.
Well, Erica, you're probably not going to like this then, because Jackson's actually on the phone. He's been listening this whole time, and he wants to talk to you.
Whole time. So anyways, those emails are real. And also, it was not Amari, it was Omir. So I don't even know if you typed in the right thing, but like, it sounds like you didn't really do your research in the right way, because you would have totally found my family's lineage in Egypt, and they're not even kings, they're pharaohs, and I said that in the first place, so clearly you have no confidence in me. So I had to have all the confidence, because, like, you know, you don't even believe in me.
Jackson, you did say that you believed that she did have feelings for you, though.
I know she does. She's just dialing more into that, saying that it's not true about all this stuff, but it's really because she just has feelings for me. So, like...
Okay, but, like, do you even hear yourself? Just the way you're talking about yourself is just so unbelievably self-important. Like, how dare I not believe your inheritance? And, like, that stuff shouldn't matter.
You can't say you're giving someone the benefit of the doubt when you're, like, gave them the benefit of the doubt for, like, 15 seconds. Like, you literally probably got in your Uber and, like, went on to Google search. Like, this just doesn't even make sense. Like, you know we had a real connection.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, clearly we're not on the same page here.
Like I said, I do have, like, a pretty good amount of inheritance coming along, so...
Oh, again, with the inheritance.
I'm just saying, I thought you said you were looking for, like, a stable guy and everything, so...
No, I said I wasn't looking for anything serious right now. And also, by the way, a stable guy would not feel the need to reassure me that he's so stable.
Oh, Erica, come on. Just, like, I mean, you're only lying to yourself at this point. Like, I don't buy it. They don't buy it. Like, really, like, I know you have feelings for me, and I know it scares you that I come from royalty, and, like, you could be an heiress to that. But, like, you really just, you know, you need to just dig deep within yourself right now, you know, and really get within your heart and just give this a real chance, because I know you want to. You and I both know that you want to.
Yeah, Erica, would you like another date with Jackson? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, no. And actually, I have to go right now. I have somewhere to be.
And she hung up.
Hmm. Oh, Jackson.
It's okay. She's going to call me back. I'm pretty certain of it.
Like, yeah, you sure you want her to call you back?
I mean, you know, just a little rustle and tussle has never, you know, hurt anything. Chivalry isn't dead, as they say.
Yeah.
I told you I come from royalty. We court women around here.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.